Now, I was going to tell a children's story, but there's only one child here. But I guess I can torment you with it, darling. It's actually a story. I will tell it. It's a story about a 19-year-old girl. It is fictional. Her name is Jackie. And Jackie is a boisterous, loving, she's not shy, she's social, and yet with all the, she gets invited everywhere, but she just cannot make a commitment and go. She says, yes, I'm going, but never actually gets out the door. She's actually been known for she's got a really good friend, a long-suffering friend called Joanna, so Jackie and Joanna. But Joanna is the one that obligingly will take the present that Jackie has bought and takes it to the party for the person whose birthday it is. And, you know, Jackie has just become known as someone who always says yes but never comes there, just never gets there. Anyway, there was one day the family received invitation. Her grandparents were actually having a 50th wedding anniversary, which is pretty special. And again, Jackie looked like she was actually going to go this time. A family reunion, it was going to be great, family celebration. But one point I didn't actually tell you about is Jackie and Joanna looked very similar. Same long, beautiful dark hair, beautiful eyes. One was a little bit shorter than the other, but essentially they looked very similar from behind. So what Jackie did was actually ask Joanna, "Joanna, look, I know I said yes to go to this family reunion. I don't want to go. I just don't want to go." And so Joanna already knew, or like thinking, "I'm going to have to go for you, aren't I?" Because she's actually done this before, where Joanna has actually stood in the place for Jackie. Anyway, this particular day, Jackie has handed Joanna a voice recording already. Now, I don't know how they do it, Sean. I'm sure you do. A voice recording on the phone. And so what was going to happen was Jackie had asked Joanna to pretend that she was her, Joanna. Sorry, Jackie. Why did I pick two names starting with J? I don't know. Anyway, and pretend basically that she was Jackie. She was going to get Joanna, her friend, to pretend that she was her and play the voice recording on the phone saying, "Hi, Grandma, Grandpa, happy anniversary," and then take off. That didn't go down very well with the family. So that was sort of what she used to do. Anyway, one day she happened to flick onto Facebook or the news or the newspaper or any sort of media that you're familiar with, and there was this amazing announcement that there was a gentleman in town who was offering a gift to anyone who would come to come and see him and listen to him. And of course, Jackie loves a bargain. We all love bargains, and a gift for nothing, you know, just turning up sounds pretty good. But again, this is Jackie we're talking about. Jackie didn't want to go anywhere and do anything. So, of course, Joanna expected the phone call from Jackie and said, Jackie was ringing Joanna and said, "Joanna, can you sort of swing by down the street, see what's going on, and can you grab me one of those gifts?" And Joanna thought, "Oh, all right, I'll go down." Consequently, Joanna went down and listened to the man talking, and she certainly accepted the gift at that time for herself, but she couldn't bring one back for Joanna. Oh, sorry, Jackie. Ah, J and J. Anyway, Jackie at home was like, "Why couldn't you bring me this gift, Joanna? Why couldn't you get one for me?" And she said, no, you have to go in person to pick up this particular gift." And Jackie got a bit upset about that. "Well, you say you're my friend. Why don't you pick it up for me?" And Joanna was saying, "No, this is the gift that you really need to go in person and pick up." Anyway, Jackie sort of sulked a little bit on her bed. And as a 19-year-old, that's not a very pleasant picture to see. But she was sulking and she thought, "No, I can't be bothered with the gift. Don't worry about it." Sadly for Jackie, the gentleman speaking was Jesus. And the gift was eternal life, something that we need a personal contact. We need to come to Jesus personally for that gift. We can't go by proxy. And that's what Jackie was trying to get Joanna to do, was to go by proxy and be in place of Jackie. And likewise, the sermon today is a little bit about having that personal contact with Jesus, and that we can't do it through somebody else. We must do it for ourselves.